Hi, I'm Evie. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Evie, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Back to School Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a Quizlet coming up for you later in the show. Here's a question. What do sword fighting and ballet have to do with each other? Well, today we're listening to a ballet about a fencing school where people learn how to fight with swords, but there's more to the connection than that. We'll find out what it is in just a little bit. Today's composer is Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. He's not super famous, so we don't have a ton of information about his life, but here are a few things that we do know about him. He was born in Austria somewhere between the years 1620 and 1623. In 1643, he got married, and he had a job playing the cornet at a cathedral in Vienna. Then he got promoted and switched instruments when he was appointed a violinist in the court orchestra in October of 1649. Schmelzer got promoted again in 1671 when he was made the Vice-Kapellmeister at the Imperial Court. That means that he was the number two boss, kind of like the Vice President of the United States or a Vice Principal of a school. He did pretty well at this job because King Leopold I made him a nobleman a couple of years later, and he finally did become the Kapellmeister, the big boss, a few years after that. But then, unfortunately, he caught the plague and died within a year of getting the job. Now let's talk about his ballet, Fencing School. Fencing is a sport where you fight with a sword. Usually it's a long, skinny sword called a foil. You might have seen this in movies where somebody says, "En garde," and then they dance around with blades. Well, it's that very dancing with blades that was the inspiration for ballet. In fact, fencing came before what we think of now as ballet. Ballet was invented in Italy in the 1400s and then became very popular in France in the 1600s. And it was originally specifically used as a dancey version of fencing. In fact, it was so popular in France that to this day, ballet moves have French names. Here's a clip of Olga Avreyanov. She's the royal ballet mistress, teaching a dance class with lots of French terms thrown in.
Now, cross back, 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 plié. Reverse, back, second, hop, by fifth position, Laura, fifth, 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 plié, other side.
A lot of the ballet positions were based on things that you do while fencing. Here's a clip of legendary dancer and movie star Gene Kelly explaining a little bit about why being dancey while you fight is actually safer than just running at somebody with a sword.
Many years ago, it was the better part of valor in the fight to expose the least part of their bodies as a target. This meant it would be wiser to face their enemy not frontwards, but sidewards, because he had less of a mark to shoot at, or should I say, stick at.
So while you're listening to the music today, imagine a lot of students and swords dancing lightly around the stage. Here is Johann Heinrich Schmelzer's music for his ballet, Fencing School. Reinhard Goebel conducts Musica Antiqua Cologne.
Thank you.
Reinhard Goebel conducted Musica Antiqua Cologne, performing the ballet Fencing School by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. Each week, we will ask you a question, give you some hints, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. So here's the question. What is the name of the comic strip and cartoon character who has a popular Broadway musical about him? Here's a hint. He has a very round head and wears a yellow shirt with a jagged black stripe on it. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow if you don't know yet. If you do know the answer, send it to us right now in a text to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, your prize pack, voila, will be on the way. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.